Hey, is this thing on?
We're about to cut that.
Hey, you don't say.
Beep.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much, everybody, for another beautiful chance to talk to you, ladies and gentlemen, and talk to each other on an episode of Relative Nonsense. I am Laith Harlow.
I am Tristan Harlow.
And this is Relative Nonsense. Yeah, baby. As always, thank you guys so much for coming back and letting us talk our shit to you. Because, you know, we don't really know what we're doing. We do have mad ADHD. Okay, as you all know, so we are going to try and focus on some non-segment segments just to play it up and switch it up and flip around. So, first thing we are going to do is what is called a weekly update. And it's kind of just going to be about our lives, not necessarily the news. We try and stay away from that, even though we will talk about news topics. The weekly update will just be some crazy shit that happened in our lives or just something cool or maybe nothing at all. Who knows? So, the weekly update. Me and my family, it is Monday, which is Labor Day. We're riding in the car, going to the springs to see my cousins and go out swimming, have a good time. And my son's like, what day is it? And I said, it's Monday. He's like, we don't have school today. And I said, no, it's a holiday. It's Labor Day. We're riding. About 4 seconds later, he goes, well, I hear, pinch me. I'm driving. And I turn around and I'm like, maybe he's thinking, oh my goodness, I'm dreaming. I get off Monday. And I said, what'd you say? And he said, somebody's going to pinch me. And I'm like, what the hell is he? And my wife starts dying laughing. And then I'm starting to piece together. This kid has no idea in between Labor Day and St. Patrick's Day. And if he ain't got green on, he about to get lit up. So we had to do the whole explanation of how these holidays work and what they all mean. So that was pretty classic. I would say
that's a good one.
That was a good part of my week.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Oh, thank the public school system.
Hey, man. All right. What's something big happened during your week?
I got some work stuff, bro. I've been super busy at work. Yeah, we had a guy get hit in an intersection.
Oh, shit.
Totaled out his truck.
You okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He had another guy in trouble. Everybody's fine. No injuries all around the board. Luckily, could have been a lot worse. Guy turned around in front of him on a highway. So he swerved to miss him. He would have hit him head on, but he like swerved to the right or whatever. The truck that hit him, basically he was driving like this. The truck turned right in front of him. He swerved and hit him in the door. Drug all the way down the side of the truck. Everybody's fine. Truck's
done.
Pretty much done, yeah. Whole lot of body work. Knocked the axle out from underneath it. I mean, a bunch of crazy stuff. You know, with my job, I got to go out there, do an incident report, make sure everybody's okay. Kind of put in a report of what happened, why it happened, how we can prevent it in the future, that kind of thing. So doing that, had to go give him my work truck at the time. So now I'm stuck in Alabama with no ride.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. One of my coworkers, he had to come up there in my department. And he came up there and gave me a ride. We hung out. Oh, shit, I can guess. We talk about that. We was hanging out in Dothan, Alabama, you know.
Dothan, shout out.
Peanut capital of the world, you know what I mean?
I would love to shout out just all of Alabama right now. I just want to take the time. I'm so glad you brought this up. You were in Alabama, so we can take the time to thank Alabama for what they have done for the city of Tallahassee.
Absolutely.
I've never seen so many smiles on faces. You got to understand, this is a football town. And not everybody loves football, but the town operates when FSU football is doing good. It's a thing. So after a 2-10 season for the mighty Alabama to stroll into town and get their teeth knocked in by little old 2-10 Florida State was pretty damn cool.
Oh, yeah, I will say, though, so we're in Dothan. We're, like, bar hopping, that kind of thing. We're taking Ubers. You know, we're kind of asking locals, like, hey, where would you guys recommend going? We're not from here. Hell, where are you from? Like, Tallahassee? And they're like, And I was like, I know, bro. I ain't even trying to get into it.
Look, I don't even like football. I'm be honest with you.
Get my ass beating us Uber.
Yeah, you know that don't make no sense. Yeah. I ain't doing that.
But, nah, that's pretty fun. My coworker, he's real big into bowling. He bowls leagues and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he, I was
you
making.
Who else does that?
Who?
Dexter Morgan. He's a serial killer.
Yeah, I mean, I can see the relation. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, no. He's cool as shit. We was messing with him. So, like, he bowls in leagues, but he's got, like, his own shoes, his own balls. He's got everything,
this
right?
Dude's elite. Yeah. Oh, like, the pro's pro.
Yeah. Like, he's good. But, like, he's got this new Louis Vuitton bowling bag ball thing.
Stop it.
And it was in the truck. So when I threw my stuff in his truck, I was like, what is this? Yeah, that's my bowling balls. And we all, he's talked about it in the past. We all make fun of
balls
him.
All oh, bro. Of them. Yeah.
Four of them.
Oh my God.
Four balls.
Damn. I hope he don't get no fucking accident. He's done.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So we've always made fun of him about this bowling thing. And he was like, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. We started looking around. Ain't a whole lot of nightlife in Dothan. You know?
Please tell me he took you to a bowling alley and whooped your ass.
We went at two. So he was like, I was joking around. I was like, well, shit, dude. You already got the bowling balls. Let's go. Yeah. And he was like, we can go bowling. I was like, fucking, let's go. I'm down. Let's
What's
go.
Up?
You know? Yeah. He's like, you ever bowled before? And I was like, nah, but you throw the motherfucker down a lane. I know I know what it is.
You get the bumpers?
Yeah, nah. Bro, I had a Wii growing up, okay?
Okay, yeah, you remember?
Yeah.
Nah. That music was awesome. Yeah. We had tennis too, shit.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Yeah. So we go out to Hangar 38.
Uh-huh.
I have never been there.
Heard of it.
We have one here in town.
Yeah.
It's like marketed as a bowling alley. It's not really like a bowling alley, though.
It's like a bar, right?
It's got a bar. It's more like arcadey style thing.
That's cool.
Well, not really, because the bowling lane sucked.
Yeah, it was like anything but bowling.
Yeah, I mean, it was like he had his ball, right? He's got custom made balls for like how he throws, and like I guess there's actually a lot of science between bowling and this kind of shit.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Same with pool and all of it.
Yeah, exactly. So he's got like his custom made balls for how he throws and how he releases and all this shit. And he throws one and gets like two pins. I was like, bitch, you got like $1,000 worth of shit right here.
Yeah.
And you suck.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? It don't make me no better.
Yeah.
At least if like you playing video games, you could buy cheat codes. Right. They make you still suck, but they make you look good.
Right.
Buying nice balls and then throwing them in the gutter still makes you look like shit.
I know. Like I'm just bowling straight. He's like trying to put curves on. He's like, man, these lanes suck. And I'm like,
Yeah.
These are lanes. Yeah, I know. That's right. But we understand it was like the second or third turn. He throws his ball and it don't fucking come back.
What?
Yeah. And he was like, well, sometimes what happens, like, they get hung up. He's like, just go ahead and bowl, and it'll like,
push itself out.
Yeah, it'll knock my ball back where it needs to be, and I'll just bring both of them up here. And I was like, okay, so I bowl. And, like, I got a house ball is what they're called, you know what I mean? Just, the ones just pick up on the rack.
The rack, yeah.
Well, I asked him, because, like, I've never understood the sizes or any of that shit. And I was like, what should I use? Like, what do I want to go look for to do better? He's like, you're a big dude, bowl like a 14 or 15. And I was like, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
You're out here lifting weights.
I know, dude. So I go, I'm like, look in, there's like sixes, sevens, nines, 11s. I'm like, well, I don't see anything. At the very end, they have 114. That's it. And I was like, all right, well, here I am.
Damn thing sounds like a boulder. Kadoo!
Essentially, yeah. So I get this one ball. Well, I throw mine and knock his loose, and none of them come back. And I was like, well, I'm screwed now. You know, like,
I'm out of the game.
Yeah. We call the manager over there. You know, it's got a little touchpad thing. You enter your name in. You hit the manager, come over there. Eventually, it took her so long to get over there that it just spit it out. Like, eventually it cleared itself up or whatever. But she was like, hey, I don't know if anybody ever told y'all, we're not responsible for any of your shit. And he was like, really? Like, it's a bowling alley. I don't care.
Yeah, it's my bowling alley and that's your ball. I don't give a fuck about your ball.
Right. And he was like, okay, well, I'm not going to throw my expensive-ass custom bowling balls if you guys can't guarantee they're not going to get fucked
Absolutely
up.
Absolutely not.
And, like, I thought it was crazy. I'm like, why would they? Like, it's your shit. Why would they be responsible? They provide you with balls. Why? You know what I mean? They'd be like going to a pool hall with your own stick and you break your stick. Be like, oh, you know, you got to buy me a stick. No.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Now that you mention it, yeah, I don't know. See, the difference in a stick, though, on a pool hall is I can shoot your ball with it. I'm not trusting it to go through a process. Like, I don't have a certain cue ball that's got to go through it
right,
make it to the other end of the damn, you know.
Yeah, and that, since you said, it actually is common practice. If you go to a bowling alley and you bring your own balls, if their machines mess up your ball, they'll pay to get it fixed or replace it. I know that was kind of cool. Anyways, this was like more of an arcadey style. It wasn't like a real bowling alley. So
yeah, like
they didn't
had like bowling lanes, but they're not here for a bowling. Like it's not like
it's
Capitol lanes or whatever in Tallahassee.
Right, but it is marketed. Like if you look it up, it says we're a bowling alley, but not really.
That makes sense.
Like all the pins were on ropes. So this is how we're really started knowing like this ain't really what we're looking for.
Yeah.
One, it was $45 for an hour, which is crazy, like highway robbery. Yeah. We finally got our balls back. Now it's starting to become an issue. We're like 50 minutes left, so we're 10 minutes into this shit.
Yeah.
You would bowl, and it would knock over some pins. Like, you'd have like three left, right? It'd pick it up on the ropes, and they'd just like dance. Like, it didn't know how far to pick them up and drop them and everything. And then it would drop. It might give you three. It might give you two. You never know. But it wasn't the two that you had. It was just
like
two random
two
ones.
Two over here.
No, it'd just be like this one or that one.
Yeah, that's
like, what
I'm
the
saying,
fuck, like, bro? I had like a little target. Now I'm like across the... And that's how it was the whole time. And
we gotta go.
Yeah, I know. You get drinks. So I started a bar tab. We were getting some drinks, and our server came over. She's like, "How's it going?" I was like, "This thing has a mind of its own." They're like, "Yep, yeah, it'll do that."
They suck.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, okay. So another local couple or whatever, they got in. They're like, "What do you guys think about the lanes?" And he was like, "Oh, they suck." He was like, "Oh, you got to go down the street to, I'll shout them out. It's called Patricia Lanes."
Ooh, woo.
And they were like, "It's straight out of the 80s. And we're like, "That's cool, dude. That's like cool. The vibe." So we get in there. Dude, it was like a $6 cover for both of us. And then 25 cent a game.
Wow.
Yeah, on Wednesdays, that was like their special. It was 25 cent a game. So did we get there? I was doing decent there. He was sucking. You know what I mean?
At the second spot.
No, it's at the first spot. At the second spot, because the whole time he's like, "Dude, I'm telling you, this ain't real." Like, he's like, "You probably think I suck." Da 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 da.
That's right.
And I was like, "You're fucking trash, bro. Yep. Like, I'm about to beat you. I've never bowled before. You know what I mean? And I don't have $1,000 worth of shit that I brought. Yeah. You know, like I got house shoes on. Yeah. This little 14-pound one house ball that they got. Like, I throw it down and it's going because I got like a chunk missing out of it. You know what I mean? So we get to this, bro. We get to this real bowling alley. Nah, he fucking put it on me, son.
Game over.
Bro, it was like, "Strike, strike, 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 strike." And I was like, "Damn, bro, you could at least leave one."
Yeah.
So then he throws and hits nine of them, leave one. And I was like, "All right, I'll catch up." No, I was never going to catch
up.
He's
doing that purposely, too, throwing nine.
Yeah.
He should have been like, "Let's go back to Hangar 38. I had way more fun there."
Yeah. But no, I'll be honest with you, bro. Even though I was getting my ass kicked, I had so much more fun at the Royal Double.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like, the whole experience was just better. Like, it was even quieter. Even though it had four times as many lanes and it was packed, it was so quiet. Like, Hangar 38, dude, you hit the lane, it's like, ba 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 bam. Like, the ball. Like, it was just weird.
I think not only the ball, too, but probably how the lanes are made. Like, on a pool table, man, you know, I reference a lot of stuff to pool because that's what I grew up around so much. On a pool table, I don't care how good of a player you are, if you're playing on one of those not real tables where the felt not laying down how it's supposed to and the wood uneven from being outside and weathered, you're not going to play how you can play. And then you put them same people on real tables and pool halls, and they'll break and run, which means they make every ball without you ever getting a chance to shoot. You know what I mean? And I grew up around some greats. Justin, my brother. Holy shit, what a baller in some pool. Now he's old and decrepit, you know?
But yeah. Hey, you know what's funny about that, though? You know, I grew up with a pool table in my house. And we had a nice table.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Red felt.
Dude, I could whoop ass on my house table. If we go out to a bar, it's completely different. Because, usually there's two different kind of constructions in pool table. The cheaper ones are going to be like a three-piece slate is what it's called. So you have three pieces and they push together to make the one. And then like a real deal pool table is a solid piece. And then you also have different bumpers. So like this was a pretty soft bumper that I had at the house. But like whenever you go out to bars, they don't like doing that because they get messed up. So it's more like heavy duty, hard as shit. So I go to bank a shot and it goes way out. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this?
This table's broken.
Yeah. And then not to mention, I was playing with house cues and like, you know, I was rolled on the table. It was just like, wah, 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 wah. Yep. I'm like, oh, well, I guess that's the best we're going to get tonight.
Yep.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Right. That's right. Yeah. That's part of it. And that's when, you know, Justin started playing a little bit of professional. He's on the leagues and stuff and got me a Lucchese pool stick. Man, I couldn't have been no happier. Just a stick, but taking it out there, that two pieces, folding it up, baby, like you ready to play. You look like you about to do something. I was terrible, still terrible, but boy, did I look like a badass, son. At least that's what I felt like.
You know? You just put it together to stand by the pool table. Yeah, I don't even play.
Nah, I'm just looking.
Yeah. We play $10,000 a game. You ain't got to step on. You know?
Yeah, they call me when the problem happens. You know? Yeah. If they can't win the game, that's when I come in. Other than that, I don't even take a shot.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, it was definitely a good time. And you know, I was so damn big as a little kid, I got away with always going in the bars. You know, I remember being 14 going into the bars, no problem whatsoever. Walking in there, being able to play pool all night and seeing the nightlife. It was definitely a different time, you know. Now I guess you can just pay somebody to get in. It's kind of what it turns into. But definitely back then it was a rush, you know, always being in there, knowing you were underage, just being there in the atmosphere and all the wings that got provided for my fat ass at the time. Boy, couldn't have been happier, son.
Yeah. We never really played for money too much like in bars. But we always play for drinks.
Oh, yeah.
So I go in there. Many nights I didn't pay at all to drink.
Yeah.
You know, I have like $20 on a table rental, drink all night for free. It was a fun time.
That's how you do it right there.
Hey, bring it back to a little story. My 21st birthday, me and my buddy Dustin, we went out drinking and had like some dinner or something with some other friends. And then, you know, as a male is being the 21st birthday party, a gentleman's establishment is where we winded up.
Of course.
So I'm already, I'll call it very buzzed at this point.
Three sheets to the wind.
Hell yeah. We walk into this gentleman's establishment and we paid our cover. And as soon as you walk in, there's a pool table. And then, like, it was in the front room. And the back room was where the stage was and all the dancers and all that.
The magic happened.
Right. I never made it back there. I stopped at the pool table and stayed on the pool table the whole night. Because Dustin's like, come on, let's go get a dance. And I was like, I will as soon as I lose the game. I never lost.
Never lost.
Never lost again.
Never lost, never left.
No, nope, never lost. Well, we got kicked out.
You got kicked out playing pool?
Dustin got us kicked out.
Dustin is not Justin. Sir Brandon.
Yeah, Dustin with a D. He assaulted a dancer with money, and we got kicked out. First time I've ever seen in my life.
Was it pennies?
No, it was dollars. Dollar bills.
He just folded them up and kaplow.
Pretty much what happened. So the argument was that he was ready to go, and I was like, no, I don't want to leave yet. And she came over there, and I don't even know why she wanted to stick up for me because I ain't seen this bitch all night. I've been on the pool table. You know what I mean? And she was like, well, if he don't want to leave, you can leave. You ruining a good time. And he was like, step the fuck on somewhere. Like, I got to get this motherfucker to the house. Yeah, like, he is fucked up. I got to get him home.
Yeah.
And
we
she's
got work
just,
in the morning.
Oh yeah, she's just still going continually. No, you can fucking leave. Da, da, da. Well, he's driving me home in my truck, so like, there's only a ride I have to get back home.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And he had like, I don't know, probably 100 ones folded over. They're arguing back and forth, and he takes this my ass block and just bam and hits her like right in the chest. And it was like the biggest thud I've ever heard with money hitting. It was like, and like fucking ones explode everywhere in the air.
That's
and
amazing.
She's bending out, just talking shit, picking up all these ones. You motherfucker, you piece of shit. You broke motherfucker. Da, 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 da.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is fucking awesome. You know what I mean? Like, this crazy. Is, yeah. And the bouncer comes over, and he was like, you got to leave. And Dustin's like, we're fucking leaving anyways. And I was like, why we got to leave? We spending money, bro. Like,
yeah. This, she just made $100.
Yeah. She didn't do nothing.
In like 8 seconds. All she had to do was yell.
I know. I should have jumped in front of it.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you should have started yelling at him, too. Maybe he threw 100 at you.
Good time.
I ain't going nowhere. You are ruining a good time. He'd be like, plow, plow, plow. I'm like, all right, shit, let go.
Yeah. Right, 4, 5. You make a 6, we'll leave.
Yeah, right now.
That was a crazy night.
Good times, man. Speaking of which, I had a blast at our little football gathering party. Oh. Funny, the whole time I was like, I'm watching football. That's all I'm doing. I'm watching football. We can hang out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm watching football. I barely watch football at all.
I know. We showed up late, and the game was on, and I was outside. I was like, you know the game's on, guys. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll be in there in a minute.
Yeah, you don't even like football.
I know.
And I wasn't watching it.
I started watching it a little bit because we were starting to win. I was like, hold on now.
This might be a game.
We good again. What's that shit off of Waterboy? I said like, oh no, we suck again.
We good again. That's right. They turn it up, man. They turn it up. They're good. Y'all gonna have a couple of hard ones coming down the line. The Florida SEC team. Nobody likes them around here, but Miami.
That's yeah.
Another one. That's gonna be a game. Clemson. Another one, I think that's going to be a game. So y'all got a couple of tests, but right now it's kind of you get to bully on some teams. Y'all got Texas A&M State or East Texas A&M State, something crazy, baby.
One of the best programs in the country.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out. Y'all better program than me. I ain't got no program, so you know what I'm saying? Y'all ahead of the game somewhere. But it does seem like this will be a walk-away ass whooping.
Don't say that.
Walk-away ass whooping.
Don't jinx them like that.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't really matter to me because I'm a huge Oklahoma guy and not too much a Florida State person. I'm from Tallahassee, so I represent, you know what I'm saying? I do like.
Well, FSU. I mean, hey, you can say it's going to be a damn blowout and da 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 da, we should win. They said the same thing about Alabama when they came over here. We went 2-10. They're like, ah, fuck this, you know.
That's true.
They opened up. I'm pretty sure they paid FSU just to get like a feel good game, you know what I mean? Like, hey, we're going to go here and whoop ass. It's going to make a good season, da 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 da. And it was an upset. So I don't ever say, like, we're going to blow them out, unless we're talking about Florida. You know, Florida sucks. And I don't care how good they actually are or if they had the best team in the country, whatever. They suck. Boo the Gators.
Blow them out.
Yeah, blow their back out. You know what I mean?
Whoa! That's how I feel about Texas, though. I will be honest. Fuck Texas, baby. It's all about Boomer Sooner. So I 100% agree where you're coming from there. I don't too much hate Florida. It's funny, even growing up, I guess I didn't like Florida as a little kid because I didn't know any better, and I was just like, represent your side, you know what I'm saying? So, I did have a strong hatred against Florida. And then I realized, like, I only hated Florida because other people did. I didn't really know why I'd hate them. So I stopped hating on them so much. And then, you know, football happened, started getting recruited, and they started recruiting me. So thank goodness I didn't have that blind hatred for no reason towards them. Because it is an awesome school, awesome program. lot of fun down there in Gainesville. Ain't no doubt about it. It's a wild ride down there. Same as Tallahassee, you know. It's a good time out here, too. All college towns are a really good time.
Yeah, big nightlife.
Big nightlife. Not too big a day life. Usually, if you know where you're at, you can find some really good food spots. Usually, it's like burgers and fries and that kind of deal. But these hole in the walls around here, you taste the old days inside of it. I will say, speaking on Florida State, man, there was a tragedy that happened in our hometown. Ethan Pritchard was his name. Didn't even happen in his hometown. I believe he's from Fort Lauderdale. But he was dropping his aunt off in Havana, where I just moved from, and you live right down the road from now. So that really hit home. Tragedy, man. It was a complete accident. Apparently, it was two cities rivaling against each other, and it looked like a car that had previously shot at earlier. Just an accident that is horrific. Like, there's no excuse for it. It's a bunch of bullshit. And prayers for their family, man, and everything around that whole program. I'm sure God's got them, because God knows what's wrong, what's right. And it's always, at the end of the day, you don't question us. It's what he says goes. 100%, I do believe everything does happen for a reason. But sometimes the comeback story is the reason for everything. So I think he'll pull through. Last I seen was critical but stable condition. So hopefully he pulls out and makes an amazing comeback victory, man, for sure.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a sad moment. Sad because, you know, like you said, he's come up here. Obviously, he's a big part of his family, dropping his aunt off. You know what I mean? Right. Trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And get wrapped up in some stupid shit like that. Over some BS of city beef. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I've never understood the whole city beef, this side, that side. I remember when I was growing up, kids, it was always Highway 20 in McCullough.
Yep.
Bitch, you live 15 minutes apart.
I was friends with all of them.
I was, too. Yeah. And, like, I, you know, my Highway 20 friends be like, man, we about to beat damn McCullough's ass. You on my side? Be like, no. My McCullough friends come and be like, you on our side? No. Bitch, no. I like both of y'all.
Yeah. There ain't no dog in this fight.
And you know what the crazy thing was? Like, I had buddies on Highway 20 that moved to Wakulla, and they just switched sides. Like, it was no big deal. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It don't work like that.
Yeah. Like, bitch, you grew up with everybody you about to fight. Like, who cares?
Yeah. Just because you move down the road, things change.
Yeah.
I don't understand that concept at all. And like I said, at the end of the day, it's a bunch of bullshit, because this kid is trying to better himself. He is at this school. He has a gift to play football. He is going to do the right thing. He's dropping his damn aunt off, you know, after a huge win that they had, probably celebrating, maybe took her out to eat or, you know, whatever the case may be. And then tragedy strikes for absolutely no reason, dude. And I don't know what's got to be done about it, but something's got to be done about it, man. Shit like this in Tallahassee happens every day, to the point to where a lot of times I'll see on my page things happen and you'll never see it make it to mainstream media unless it's something this big, you know, because of the football player and everything that it has to do with that. But there's so much that doesn't get blasted out there that there's got to be something that can be done. It can't just be like, well, you know, this the city, man. It is what it is. No, it's not just the city. That's not is what it is. People got to understand, like, y'all got to be better too. What the fuck are we arguing about because you live somewhere else? I don't give a fuck, man. I love everybody. I don't care where you come from. Even though people from Georgia, you know what I mean? No. But no, seriously, man, like, I have no problem with anybody whatsoever, dude. It doesn't matter where you come from. Even if you're a Texas fan or whatever you are, I might talk shit and play around with you, but some of my best friends are also huge Texas fans. And this and that, like, the color, the this, the that, the bullshit don't matter, man. I don't care where you were born. I care where your heart's at. That's all I care about. And if more people gave a fuck about that, then less people would have these dumbass accidents for no reason.
Yeah, man, it's a shitty situation. Tallahassee in the limelight, we're beating Alabama, everybody happy, right?
Yeah.
And then this is how you fucking back it up.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Shooting your damn boy that's on your team over some stupid shit, like, that. I don't know.
None of it makes fucking sense. And, you know, the thing is, after a win like that, too, the boost, just like we were talking about earlier, the boost that it has for your city is leaps and bounds, man. Aside from the fact that the people have a better attitude, sales go up all around, which is great for a city, right? As far as people buying more tickets to come to the games means that you're bringing people into restaurants and you're keeping all of this employment going around. And then when you hear about some shit like that, guess what? ESPN don't want to go to no town where that this kind of shit's going on. More people aren't going to travel here to see what's happening when people are getting shot, especially just random bystanders. Yeah, when it's gang violence or something else, other people go, well, that's just part of how it goes down. This was somebody who had nothing to do with any of the bullshit. So, and like I said, it's only a matter of time before it happens again and again and again until something's fucking done about it. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't make any damn sense. What does that accomplish? If it was the person who you were aiming at, what did it accomplish? You're still going against the same motherfuckers. Yeah, that one might be gone, but another one is going to take his place. It's a never-ending fucking battle. How do you win? Put this shit down. Give it up. Understand that at the end of the day, there's no end to the problem. You are fighting a never-ending battle. So, you know, more people just need to come together and be positive and fucking love on each other versus this blind hate for no reason. I do believe in that. Also, blindly.
I don't know. I don't like people. Fuck them. Nah, I ain't saying like...
Yeah, my school shooter cousin over here.
No, nothing like that.
No.
I'm just saying like, you ain't got to love every damn body, but at least treat people with fucking respect. That's how we were growing up. You know, it was everybody. Respect was a huge part. I ain't saying you got to love thy neighbor, but you ain't got to shoot motherfuckers just because you live the block over. You know what I mean? Like, that shit's right. Dumb.
Yeah, and to your point, like I said, I am super religious. I mean, not in a way where, you know, I try and push it on anybody else, but I strongly believe in it. But, you know, at the same time, I also believe that you don't have to be, oh, hey, how you doing? You don't got to run out there and say hey to them. But just like you said, respect them. And here is such a wrong term and way that people think about this. People say that respect is earned. Bullshit. Respect should be automatically given. The only thing that should be earned is disrespect. Give people blind respect for no reason. If they disrespect you and give you a reason not to respect them, sure. But other than that, why would you try and make somebody earn your respect first? If they feel the same way, then nobody's ever going to respect anybody. Bullshit. I'm a big guy, just like you're a big guy. So we could walk around with our chest poked out like we're a bunch of fucking assholes because we're bigger than average people and go, hey, man, what'd you say? We don't do that shit, though. We're going to look at you just like you're anybody else and show you blind respect. We don't care. Yes, sir. No, sir. Hey, how you doing today? I'm great. How are you? Because you're not on a power trip, right? You don't need to get somebody's respect out of them. No. And that's the same thing as loving on your people. Right? You showing respect to that person is most time going to make them show respect back to you. So I just think that we've got the narrative backwards. It shouldn't be respect is earned. Disrespect is earned. Respect is given blindly to everybody.
I agree.
The first thing that we agree on.
I mean, I think most of y'all didn't grow up with a mama like mine, but if you don't respect anybody, you got smacked upside the damn head. So
upside the head, yeah. Maybe, yes, sir. No, sir.
Maybe we need to start going to that, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
I will tell you, though, like, honestly, I don't care about people or whatever. Maybe that's not the most accurate thing. I'm just, like, I'm not too concerned with, like, the general public. I don't care. It don't really affect me.
Yeah, hospitality or any of it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But one thing that does piss me off, if I hold the door over somebody and motherfucker don't say thank you, that shit pisses me off, like, drives me up a wall. A little bit. Not all the time. Like, if you're busy, you talking on the phone, bro, I'm not going to expect you to do it. But usually, it's these stuck up, I don't know, I call them, like, Instagram women. That think they hot shit, you hold the door open, and they almost like they feel like it's just that's what you should be doing. I just want to deck that motherfucker. I ain't one for abusing women, but I will say if you catch me on a bad day and you don't say thank you for me holding this door open, you might get cold clocked, bitch. I'm just saying.
Kaboom, motherfucker. You know, it's funny. I used to be that way because at a young age, just like you said, respect. We ain't got no daddy, so mama showed you how to be respectful and how to be sweet at the same time. You know, you had to have both of those sides of, hey, you're a man, and this is how men should treat everybody else, and da-da-da-da-da. So it was always hold the door. So growing up, I always heard, oh, you got such a good mommy. Thank you so much, da-da-da. So I never cared about the thank you. You know what I mean? It was just part of what I did. So even growing up now, if I hold the door for somebody and they're not like, thank you. Now, if they are purposely an asshole about it, like you can see them like look up at you and kind of give you that look like, yeah, that's what you're here for. That's when I'll be like, oh, you're welcome. Or, oh, man, tips are always welcome. I appreciate that, man. You know, just as like a, hey, I see you trying to disrespect me, even though I'm trying to do something kind for you. But I don't do it to almost, I thought about it as hunting for compliments. Like, that's how, as a youngin', my mom brought things up to me. You know, like, when you go and you do something for somebody, don't ever expect for them to do something back for you. So don't give people something and go, man, I bet if I give them this toy car, I'm going to get a real car in return. Because you're always going to get your feelings hurt. So just do things out of love. And if you don't do it out of love, don't do it at all.
Nah, fuck that, bro. We just talked about the whole thing of give people respect. Bitch, I respect you enough to hold the door open. You can respect me enough to say, appreciate it. I mean, damn. How fucking hard is it for your fat ass to say, thank you?
Yeah.
You know, maybe there needs to be a correction. You know, like, fucking, don't say thank you. I'll punch you in your fucking face. Maybe next time, you either don't walk through that door or you say fucking thank you, bro. It ain't that goddamn hard of a concept. I don't know. That is like.
You're going to be in jail and they're going to be like, so why did you?
And I tell you what.
That bitch didn't say thank you, stupid motherfucker. You going to let me hold a door and not get on your knees and appreciate the master who did it?
I'm just saying, that was way too far. I'm just saying, if I did go to jail.
That's way too far. But punching a bitch in the mouth after she didn't say thank you when I held the door.
Well, she ain't got to fucking drop right to her knees and say master or whatever the fuck. I'm just saying, appreciate it.
You getting pretty.
I don't give a fuck if you give me a goddamn sup nod. You know what I mean? You gonna give me something, motherfucker. See, something.
You out here fishing for compliments.
No, I'm not, dude. It's respect. It's respect. These people don't understand respect, and that shit aggravates the fuck out of me. What? It's a general respect. I respected
Instead
you enough.
Instead of doing that, just when they walk through, if they don't say thank you, accidentally trip them.
Well, I did see.
And be like, whoops.
I saw this one thing. This dude, he held open the door, and if somebody walked through, the motherfucker didn't say thank you. He went and grabbed him and pushed him outside and shut the fucking door in front of him. And I was like, that's how I feel, bro. I ain't gonna do that. You know, I don't even say nothing to him. But like, it just pisses me off inside.
Yeah.
Inside, it's like, what?
You know, that happens to a lot of people. You know what happens to those people if they keep letting those things build up?
Yeah, eventually they'll go post or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. There might be one day I might cold cock a bitch in the back of the head. So if you see me out in public and I hold that fucking door open, you better just say thanks or something.
Or something.
Get a what fucking if they, thumbs
what if you,
up.
What if you open the door and they're like, something?
I like that. I'd remember that.
That's kind of cool, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Something.
I'd rather you walk through the door and be like, fuck you, rather than just nothing.
Yeah, just to acknowledge that I'm there,
right,
is what you're saying. What about so you could never be those Europeans that sit on the horses all day? You know what I'm talking about? And they don't move.
Oh, you're talking about like the British people?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
What they're called, the Royal Guard, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called, but yeah.
Nah, dude, I can't keep a straight face. I cannot keep a straight face.
And somebody walk up and be like, and do that, and you'd be like, bah, bah. Yeah, and make the horse jump up and kick him in the back of the head and shit.
Nah, it wouldn't be. First off, I don't like horses. I don't trust them.
They are dangerous. I will say, when I was a real, real young individual, I had to be probably a newborn. I was still definitely less than one. I ain't had my first birthday yet. They put me on this giant horse by myself, and I was riding around. I was doing pretty good. And then the horse, all right, let me tell the real story. I was probably like 3 years old or 4 years old. And my Aunt Kathy, she had horses out in Quincy. She had a good piece of land out there, and she had some horses. So it was our favorite horse, a sweet horse, all white. She was like, let me ride you around on the horse. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is great. So I hop on, she hops behind me, and she's riding me around. We ride around for like 2 seconds, and this horse, I guess, wanted to look at the sky or something. I don't know exactly what it was doing, but it decided it was going to go on two heels as high as it could, straight up in the motherfucking air, and it felt like 38 feet back then to my death. I lived, but I thought I was going to die. And then ever since that day, I've been like, fuck horses. You know what I'm saying? I love them. I don't want to ride them. I think I'm too big. I think from a young age, even as a three-year-old, the horse was like, hey, bitch, you about to break my fucking back. Get your fat ass off of me. And I was like, understood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can walk. I walk my horse. I don't need to ride him.
Okay. So I do want to jump into something. I got one horse story to tell, but I got something I want to talk about right after that. So we'll jump into the horse story. Our neighbor, she had rescue horses. Horse. Nay. Them of it. Yeah, them. So, like, if you ever see, like, the real sad commercials where they're like, for 13 cents a day, you can save these animals, da-da-da-da. This was the APCA, whatever. I don't know what the hell it's called. Anyways.
PETA.
No, it's not PETA. It's actually a foundation that goes and rescues. Okay. Anyways, if they found a horse that was, like, neglected or whatever, and they took them from their owners, this lady, her ranch, that's all she had, was rescue horses. So, it'd be like if somebody, like I said, neglecting animals, that's pretty much all it was. So, like, she get a lot of horses, and they were, like, bones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tiny, it was like, tiny. Yeah, like, they ain't been fed. They ain't been taken care of. And, like, she nursed them back to health. And I guess the government or whoever was doing this was paying her.
Yeah, gave assistance.
Yeah, to look at these horses. That's what she done. She was, like, an old retired lady. She was nice. But eventually she got to the point, I guess they need to be rode to, like, exercise, right? So, you know, like I said, she was an older lady. And she was always like, y'all come over on the horses, please. It helps me out. So I was like, I don't know. You know, like, I guess. But yeah, I don't like horses.
Fucking catching wild horses and riding them.
No, I mean, like, my thing with horse is, like, horsies.
My thing with horses, like.
Yeah. Well, I would say I'm an above average sized individual. but I'm not so big that I can manhandle a horse to do what the fuck I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if anybody is.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So, like, if it's me and a horse in a stall and he decides he wants to whoop my ass, there ain't nothing I can fucking do about it.
No, horse got it.
And I don't like that feeling. You know, like a dog, you know, a lot of people don't like dogs. He might fuck me up, but I think I can at least get him off of me.
Yeah.
Like a horse, that bitch step on you, you fucked. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. I don't like that.
Broke back.
Right. Mountain.
Also, good movie.
So, you know, I told her, I was like, I don't know. You know, she said, no. I got this horse named Rusty. He's old as shit. He's the calmest horse you're ever going to be around.
Couldn't beat his way out of a wet paper bag.
Right. She was like, name Rusty, chill. You'll get on Rusty. I was like, okay. I get on Rusty. Like I said, I don't really ride horses. So she's walking me through the thing. This thing goes in his mouth and you hold the reins and, you know, turn left, turn right. And if you pull back, he'll stop and all that shit. And kind of give him a little nudge in the stomach. She was like, he don't really run and he ain't very fast. He's kind of just going to walk.
Yeah, he'll walk a little fast.
He's an old man. Old man Rusty. You know what I mean? I was like, okay. All right, Rusty.
Rusty to turn into a young whippersnapper real fast, I feel like.
I get on fucking Rusty. I don't even tell Rusty to move. She was like, we're waiting for everybody else to get on their fucking horse.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting on Rusty. She was like, nudge him in the stomach to get him to go. I ain't do that. I ain't do nothing.
Yeah, you were just sitting
me and Rusty just chilling.
Yeah.
Rusty, start walking a little bit. And I was like, all right, motherfucker wants some grass or something, you know? Go do your thing, Rusty.
Yep, we just hanging and banging.
This, like, couple little steps turns into a full-blown fucking sprint.
Rusty's a racehorse.
Oh, bro, I felt like I was on fucking Secretariat, bro. Like the little jockey guys up there. Like I said, I ain't never rode a horse. So I don't even know the fucking technique. I'm getting beat the shit out of the saddle. Yes. And they're like, pull back on the reins. Pull back. I'm pulling this motherfucker back. I got Rusty's chin touching his fucking, like, chest. Pulling back as hard as I could. Rusty, all he fucking got. Just running. Running. He ain't stopping. He don't give a fuck. He's hitting trees and all kind of shit. I'm getting the shit beat out of me. I'm still, there ain't no more fucking pull back. Like
Rusty,
I said,
done watched Seabiscuit the night bro, before.
I got Rusty's head bent over, like touching his neck the whole way, pulling him back. He ain't fucking stopping. He don't care. He finally gets tired. I hop off. Me and Rusty walked our fucking ass back. I ain't getting back on Rusty.
Fuck that.
We walked back like 2 miles.
They thought you were dead.
Yeah, I mean, like, they fucking came and rode back up.
They were like, you're still here?
Yeah, like, on the ride back, they finally came and caught up with us, you know, after everybody got on their horse. And they're like, oh, he's fine, just riding. Fuck that.
No.
You think I'm going to trust this motherfucker after he done pulled that shit?
Yeah, me and Rusty are done here.
Yeah.
Rusty's tired. I'm fucking tired. I'm going to play video games. Where's my potato chips?
Right. Get my damn dog, you know what I mean? That when I say come here, it comes here. Whatever the fuck, just, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
right.
Fuck that.
And that's what I'm saying, bro. You got to think, horses, they have technology and thousands of years of how to ride horses and da-da-da-da-da. You know what that done? Not a fucking thing. I got a goddamn metal piece in this dude's mouth, and I'm snatching his head around, and he don't give a fuck. He's still running. So I've learned right there, if a horse wants to do what a horse wants to do, ain't shit you can do about it.
Ain't shit you can do about it.
And I like that. I don't know if I'm a control freak or what, but when I say fucking, whoa, Rusty, stop your ass, and he don't stop, I don't like that. So fuck that. I don't do horses. Mm-mm. Give me a dirt bike. I'll ride on the golf cart beside you.
Hey, shout out, Rusty.
Yeah.
I'm sure he might have passed away by now. But, hey, listen. That was Rusty's last chance to have real fun in life, and he fucking took it, baby.
Oh, he
I respect the fuck out. Oh, you know he was when your ass left. I respect the fuck out of Rusty for that.
He probably did laugh. I don't know. He was pretty hoarse. I'm just saying. But, like, I don't trust his ass.
Don't trust none of them now. Thanks, Rusty.
Hell no. I mean, I had my doubts going into it. But Rusty sealed the fucking deal. He goes, oh, you scared, bitch? I'll show you scared.
Yeah, he felt that. He was like, Lego fast then. Let me show your ass a little something called horsepower.
Yeah, zoom, zoom, bitch.
All right, so what did you want to talk about?
Okay, so I've had this conversation with a couple of friends. Actually, we was at a birthday party or somewhere for one of my young daughters. And, you know, like, birthday parties for young kids go. You got all the little kids over here and all the moms talking about how the little kids, oh, they stepping and walking and doing this and that. And all the dads over here like,
I
put in 50 hours this week. What you do for work? Yeah. You know, you've never seen these motherfuckers day in your life. Right. Are you trying to, like, be friends for this 4 hours that you're at this damn party?
All my kids' friends got too much fucking money. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love them, and I got pretty good money now, too. But it still feels weird, you know, because, like, they're all white-collar doctor type. A little different. They ain't cut from the same cloth I'm cut from, you know what I mean? So it's a little different. It's a little different being around the dads, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're at this party. This dude was like, I could fight a bear.
What?
I was like, are you stupid?
What?
A bear. And he was like, no. like a black bear. I guess black bears are smaller, which I think they are.
It's a fucking bear.
Yeah, and I was like, brother, you're not fighting a bear. One, they got knives on their fucking hands for claws, and they got teeth, and they're fucking strong as shit, bro. And what I found out quickly, there was like six or seven of us. Majority thought they could take a bear.
Okay, so you know what I'd take from that story?
What?
I would not let my young daughter hang out with those kids because their dads are fucking idiots.
Okay.
So,
well, this is, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm down for confidence. Like, let's be realistic, motherfucker. A bear?
A bear?
But what I was thinking of, I want to ask you this question. What's like the most, the top tier animal kingdom animal you could take that you could be able to fight?
That's a good question. The top tier animal kingdom animal that I think I could take.
Yeah, because if I said like one animal, like anybody can whoop a caterpillar's ass, but I won't like.
Okay. Okay. But I got one for you.
What you got?
I don't know what the most dangerous snake in the world is. It is somewhere from India, and I think...
You went straight to snake? I wouldn't even think of that way.
Hell yeah. The reason that I say that is because I know I can take a snake, because yes, they're slicker and strong, but they're not stronger than me.
Like something else. Like, think
I
of like
can grab it. I'm just saying that's the most deadliest, though. Point blank, period.
Well, I'm not saying that's like what I deadliest. I'm saying
you're like, saying biggest. I know. I'm just saying as far as deadliest, I'm up there with what I can take.
Okay,
down.
That's what I...
Hold on. You're asking me first. I know, bitch. But I've thought about this for so long. I want to like tell my seconds. Thing. Okay, give me a second here. It's going to be some kind of...
rodent.
No, hyena I'm sure I can take, but I can probably get a little bit bigger.
You think you can take a fucking hyena?
Yeah, I can take a hyena because I'm bigger than a hyena. I'm 300 plus pounds and I'm quick as fuck. Dog, I'm
a hyena.
Yeah.
They're fucking big, bro.
Yeah, I'm so far from worried about a fucking hyena.
Oh, that's the fucking bear conversation all over again.
No, it's not. A bear is 500 fucking pounds. If I
black bear's not, no.
Yeah, they're 300 plus and they lift cock strong. They're stupid how strong they are.
So is a fucking hyena.
All I'm saying is that with my size, I can fucking grab my arm around a hyena's neck and I can lay on said hyena. I'm not saying I'm 100 for 100 on this. I'm not saying this is something I can guarantee, but like life or death, the most dangerous thing in the animal kingdom, as far as like a shark or a gator, any of y'all motherfuckers pick one of those, y'all are stupid because y'all are getting in that motherfucker's water. I'm from Florida. I'm a great fucking swimmer. But to think that I could beat a fucking shark, that Eminem said, y'all steady trying to drown a shark. That's the same concept. I think with a hyena, 1 out of 100 times, I could get the hyena. Just from...
I'm not saying 1 out of 100. I'm not saying every time. I'm just saying like, hey, we're going to pay you $15 million. You're going to get in the ring and whoop this animal's ass. What animal's it going to be? That's like, it'd be a good fight that people still want to see though. You know what I'm saying? You just said 1 out of 100 times.
$15 million? I'm taking my chances, bitch. Fuck. Nobody wants to see me fight something 100 fucking times because here's the thing. There's smaller shit that's way stronger than hyenas. Hyenas got 4 legs. If I fucking fall on them right, I can break something and then all I got to do is lay there and choke it. That's it. That's my only theory behind it. Bears can roll and fucking get me the fuck off of them and then I'm fucked every time. And then like mongoose and shit, they're small but they are so fucking fast. They're gonna bite you and chop your fucking legs down. Them Achilles, you won't be able to move. And then they got you. You're done. You ain't ever taking a mongoose.
But you take a hyena. Just easy.
No.
That's light work.
It's 1 out of 100. I think a mongoose is 1 out of 1,000,000. Like,
really?
Dude.
Mongoose ain't that damn big.
Not mongoose. My bad. Not mongoose. Honey badger. My
fault. Better than the big.
They're not
fucking
big.
Skunk, bro.
It's not.
I'd hunt that motherfucker.
It's just too quick. The bitches run like 50 miles an hour.
Do they?
They are stupid dumb.
I mean, I know. What's that shit? Honey badger don't take no shit or whatever.
They're the baddest motherfuckers inside of the animal kingdom almost. Like lions and shit don't fuck with them.
I know this might be a little delusional, but I think I could fuck up a kangaroo.
What?
Not a full adult one. I want like a preteen kangaroo. I think I could whoop a preteen kangaroo's ass.
You think... You could take a kangaroo over a hyena.
They ain't gonna bite you.
You don't know what the fuck they gonna do in a fight.
Bitch, they eat plants. The herbivore ass. How far are you gonna fucking bite you? He got like regular teeth. Like a bitch got dentures in.
That bitch gonna whoop your motherfucker.
They ain't got claws. They just kick and punch. Motherfucker, I can kick and punch. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, not a big one.
That's bullshit. Well, then I get a baby hyena.
No, I'm just saying, like, fucking, you could find a preteen fucking...
I'll take a preteen hyena over a full-grown hyena.
I'd rather fight a fucking kangaroo over a hyena. I can tell you that right now. I'm just saying, kangaroos are dangerous. Bro, you ain't never seen fucking Australian TikTok? That'd be fucking punching kangaroos in the face. Like, big-ass motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, bro, you're going to get cold clocked. And you're gonna get kicked in the dick.
They kick.
You gonna get kicked in the dick.
You just gotta get them on the inside, bro. Don't even let them get the legs up. Sidestep that motherfucker, dude.
Hey, bro.
I want to fly to. Okay, if anybody is rich enough to fly me out to Australia, I will fight this kangaroo and y'all can watch.
I will commentate so I can also watch.
We'll film it. It's a movie opportunity. I don't know, like Kangaroo Jack. Maybe that's what it was. I used to watch Kangaroo Jack when I was a kid all the time.
I love think that I movie too.
Fuck a kangaroo.
Not
a full adult. Not a full adult. Like if you let me take the pick of a litter.
A preteen. You're telling me, not no fucking pick of the litter because you're going to pick the fucking runt.
No, I ain't going to pick the runt. I ain't going to pick no fucking baby. But I want
a newborn.
I want them like my
mama height. Going to take her out the pouch and you're going to be like, that one.
No. Not a Joey, a fucking kangaroo. I want them like my height though. Maybe like an inch shorter or something.
Nah, I need them your height too.
Okay, my height.
I think you get your ass whooped.
So if you got like a 6'2 kangaroo
the
out there.
I love confidence of you and being like, I'm going to whoop this confidence.
Bitch, you talking about a fucking falling on a hyena and choking him out? I think I could choke out a kangaroo, bro. I just sidestep his ass and put him over in a headlock, bro.
I don't know, man.
I know they are strong, though.
That's what I'm saying.
But they ain't got no thumbs. They ain't got no claws. They do like, they grab you like that. That's what I see in the videos. I'm just saying, I ain't never seen a kangaroo up close and personal. I know some of them are fucking yoked, jacked up.
Hey, yes. But that, I think Gucci that's drinking sake, eating sushi.
That's an adult motherfucker, though. I want a preteen. Maybe he ain't been through puberty yet. You know what I'm saying?
We need him after puberty.
I don't know, dog. I'm just thinking I can fuck up a kangaroo. That's all I'm guessing. We got any zoos close to the area? I'll fight this kangaroo. What's up?
Could you imagine, like, come support your local Jacksonville Zoo. We've got Tristan Harlow fighting our newest Aussie kangaroo. You need like, hey, you ever seen, I think there's a scene in Kangaroo Jack or something that's just coming in my mind where like Butterbean fights fucking Kangaroo Jack and you got like the fucking shiny blue and red shorts on representing America and then he's got like the Australian shorts and that's going to suck because he's going to beat your fucking ass, but oh God, would it be great.
I'm just saying. I think me fighting a kangaroo is more logical than these motherfuckers fighting bears.
I agree. But I also think that me fighting a hyena is more logical than these motherfuckers fighting bears. Like I said.
I would say a hyena is more logical than a bear.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's not more logical than a kangaroo. But I'm talking about fight to the death. And I just couldn't kill a kangaroo. As much as they are punchable because they like to punch. You wouldn't really want to kill it because eventually the kangaroo going to be like, nah, I'm done. I don't want to fight no more.
I'm not saying you got to kill it. I'm just saying.
But a hyena?
He gonna try to kill you.
A bear?
He gonna try to kill you.
So you trying to fight some shit that ain't trying to kill you. Just want to whoop
the
your ass.
The kangaroo ain't trying to kill me.
That's what I'm saying.
He want to whoop my ass. I want to whoop his ass. Yeah. That's the only difference. You know, you over there fight to the death. We'll fight till we get tired kind of motherfucker. That's all I'm saying.
The way you worded this was like, what animal in the animal kingdom? Not like who you trying to get into a boxing match with. Motherfucker, you set me up for this.
You picked bad. That's all I'm saying.
No, fuck no. I should have let you go first because
I tried to, and you said no. You've had plenty of time.
All right, now let's switch the conversation.
Okay.
All right. Now, let's say we are having to fight something to the death. Yep. The most dangerous in the animal kingdom, I think, is a hyena. What do you think it is? Because you ain't killing no kangaroo. Let's get that. That ain't fair. That's like otter. Like, no, ain't nobody killing no fucking otter. Even if otters were known for nipping people's fucking kneecaps off, people just don't want to kill otters. They're too sweet. So nobody killing a kangaroo. What is the baddest motherfucking animal in the animal kingdom? Which when I think of animal kingdom, I just want to let you know, I think of Africa. You went all the way to Australia. I think of Africa. So animal kingdom, who is the baddest of the baddest that you can get?
Do I have a weapon? Because here's the thing.
No
weapon, just bare hand fucking killing him.
I mean, like anything you can find in the jungle. If there's like a tree that you can make sharp and stab the motherfucker with, sure, anything to give you an upper hand. You're human. Well, let's pretend that you live out here. You're from here.
So like I'm like a jungle person. Absolutely. And I'm just like out on patrol.
Absolutely. And that's how I was thinking of it when I answered hyena. Because I think I'm big enough. I think after long enough, you can see it's a dog at the end of the day. It's a much faster, much bigger dog, but it's a fucking dog. And you can see how a dog comes in. And at the right time, that's why I said 1 out of 100, you can grab that motherfucker's neck to lay on him to where he can't move. And then you're just choking him to death. Because if you let go of said hyena, hyena's going to kill you. I don't care if it's like, well, it broke all his legs. But no, that bitch is going to try and fucking kill you. You're going to have to kill it. So my question is for you, what is the one animal? Because I'm talking about fighting an animal that is going to fight you back. And as you well know, even with a fucking dog, a lot of times, unfortunately, when you go to fucking fight a dog, you have to kill that dog to get that dog off you because they don't stop to the death. That's what they're known hereditarily. So what's your animal? It's got to be something tough too, right? It has to be something that's like, okay, this would be fun to watch. You can't win every time, right? That's where the 1 out of 100 theory came from because we talking about the baddest. Can't say snake either because snake is like, you know, you can catch and kill a snake.
If I had a weapon that I could make, I mean, that's
the game. You can't make no gun out here that we are talking about in the middle of the jungle.
No, middle of the jungle. I'm talking like sharpened sticks and like rocks
that's
and
right,
shit.
That's right. Sharpened sticks, I mean? Rocks. Absolutely. Caveman style.
Caveman, like primitive weapon type shit.
Absolutely.
I don't know. That's a rough one.
Because like lion, fuck no. No way. Hippo, something like that, fuck no. Cheetah, fuck no. They're too fast. You know, like, logically, hyena, like I said, because it's from the dog species, I think all cat species, once they get big enough, once they get strong enough, because, like, they're already so quick, and they see so much quicker. They're like, their eyes are almost like flies in a way to where they can see things moving at such a slower pace than we see it, so they have so much more time to fucking move. So you lunging at a fucking cat to try and grab its fucking, yeah, good luck. That motherfucker's going to open its mouth and your arm's going to be gone. I think the hyena kind of gives you the opportunity to scoop under there real quick. But like I said, I couldn't think of, there was no cat that I was ever going to try and fight because I lose.
I don't know, bro. Honestly, that's a fucking good question. I'm not thinking of Africa, but if I do, I mean, I guess I would see your thought process behind a hyena. But like if, even like with a spear, right? If I'm making a spear, yeah. Like if I think bigger than that, like obviously you're not going to fuck with a hippo. Way too big. You know, like
also
a gator,
way
crocodile.
Too, them motherfuckers are like, they go 35 miles an hour.
You know, they have like more deaths than anything over in Africa.
Oh,
I like,
bet.
They eat people.
Oh man, I've seen videos like where these, they're
they
like
kill alligators
tourists.
And shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you've seen the tourists where they're like having to go on the boat as fast as they can because this fucking hippo is coming at you.
Yeah.
Like it's trying to attack you.
Almost, I was like buffalo or something like bison. Just because they're not that big. But honestly, I don't think you could get through how thick they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like on primitive weapons style, I don't think you're strong enough to
poke through them.
Yeah, get like a heart shot or something.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking maybe like something smaller, like a deer or a gazelle. Because, like, they still can't fuck you up, though. Don't think they can.
Oh, man, them horns and stuff. Yeah, even, horns. Like,
well, like, deer, they beat the shit out of you with hoofs. Yeah. They'll get up on back hoofs and fucking... Bah, bah, bah,
bah. Yeah, I can see that, too.
But,
I've heard of some aggressive deer, too. Like, people fucking, like, getting chased by these motherfuckers.
Yeah, fuck it.
I mean, you shoot at enough of them, they probably fight back. You know what I mean?
I know one thing you definitely don't want to do is, like, a boar. Like a hog.
No.
No, they fuck you up. No. A lot of people think they're like, oh, I no, you cannot.
No, fuck you can't. Let me tell you something. There's a badass dog who I love. He passed away. RIP Demo was his name in Orlando. One of the scariest fucking dogs I've ever been around for a long time. When he was young, all he did was a little island out there that he used to go to and they'd go hunting. They'd always hunt for boars and they'd just go running dogs. He'd go out there, catch these fucking boars, snatch their neck off, boom, they're dead. Now you got boar meat. So they did this all the fucking time. He was crazy. He escaped out of the yard a couple of times and he would go to pasture and he'd lay down 100 cattle, grabbing them by their necks, ripping their throats out. Well, one time he goes out here, he's getting a little older. He's 4 or 5, but still like, you know, young, yoked up, man. This dog was like, as far as dogs go, Greek God. You could see every muscle in this fucking dog's body. Right, big dog too. So he goes out there, and he was going for the pig. I wasn't there, but he was going for the boar, and the way that he turned, the boar caught his ass on his side. Didn't kill him or anything like that, but the second he got hit by that fucking boar, it hurt him so bad and scared him so bad that he ran back to the fucking boat. Now, he's 4 or 5 years old. He's been doing this since he was a puppy, and that is the last time his ass would ever step on that island again. He went back to that boat. It did not matter what my cousin tried to fucking do to get him back out there. He was like, nah, dog, that ain't for me. At least I think that's how the story went. You know what I mean? So,
dude, I've got...
From what I remember of it. So I can just see, like, yeah, you don't want to fuck with no boar. They don't play no games.
I've shot a boar in the head with a fucking .308, and that bitch shake it off and run away.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm talking about, like, close, too. I wouldn't say, like, close, but, like,
right.
20, 30 yards.
And still just like...
And fucking smoked his ass with a .308. And that bitch made the craziest sound in the world. I mean, he's got smoke coming out of his head. And he's shaking his head side to side and just ran off. And I was like, he can have it.
Yep. Yeah, I wasn't meant to kill that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Even using primitive weapons, .308 couldn't stop a damn boar.
Right. I mean, like, they do. I'm just saying, bro. You shoot something in the head with a fucking high-powered rifle and it runs off. I don't want to fuck with it.
Nah, absolutely not. Do you think you could take the hyena?
I don't know. To be honest with you. Hyena's fucking big, bro.
I know. They're tough, too.
They're tough and they're big. Like
1 in 100, I think I got a chance.
yeah, underdog, there's always a chance that you might be able to do something. Like, that's a...
I don't know, because there's absolutely no fucking chance. Let's look it up.
I need to see how big a fucking
hyena. There's absolutely no fucking chance. I don't give a fuck how underdog, zero out of a million times do you beat a lion with nothing but primitive weapons.
Hyena's about 200 pounds and about 3 feet high at the shoulder and about 6 feet long.
I got him.
That's a big-ass bitch, bro.
One out of 100. I got him.
That's a big damn thing. All hyenas have jaws designed to crush bones.
I'm not saying this is a safe thing to do.
Hyenas are generally heavier and more stockier than wolves. I don't know, bro. I'm just saying a fucking hyena's wild.
I'm just saying, look, how big is a black bear? I'm just saying I'm taking a hyena a million times over a black bear. And the person who said, I'll try a hyena even though I'll probably lose at a party with my daughter, I'm probably going to let my daughter hang out with that kid's parents. But the kid's parents who were like, oh, I could kill a bear one-on-one. That would be the last birthday party my daughter would ever be allowed at with any of those family members.
Okay, a male black bear is like 130 to 500.
To 500.
A female is 90 to about 300.
See, I told you.
So, yeah, I mean, a bear is a little bit bigger than a hyena.
Like 300 pounds bigger.
No.
Biggest to biggest, 300 pounds. Hyenas get up to 200, bears get up to 500. So. You know what I mean? So I just 300 pounds.
I ain't fucking with no dude bear. I only fuck with girl bears. No, I'm just playing. I
won't
fuck
with a bear. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, still, I'd rather take the biggest fucking hyena over the smallest of the big bear.
But like, they just like
the
said
300 pound female.
Hyenas are bigger than wolves.
Yeah, but I'm talking about bears. I'm not talking about wolves. We're talking about bears and hyenas.
I'd almost rather fight a fucking wolf than a hyena.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, but like I said, Animal Kingdom and wolves aren't in Africa.
That's not animal. Animal Kingdom is all the animals.
I don't know, man. When I think of Animal Kingdom, I just think of Africa.
Well, that's you, motherfucker. I'm just saying there's all kind of animals. Like, if you want to just Africa.
That's what I was talking about. African animals. The African Animal Kingdom. The safari.
Give me that parrot, dude. I'm fucking...
bullshit.
I don't know, bro. Honestly, I don't know if I could take a hyena. I think you are way you are way overestimating your ability here.
Brother, I just think you're way underestimating my ability. I think this hyena in the bag. Now, do I just have blind faith in myself?
I think I could do a seal.
That's not cool. You out here clubbing baby seals.
What?
Hey, bro. Whatever, bro. That ain't cool.
A penguin.
Damn. In Africa? That would be crazy, too.
They have penguins in Africa. What are you talking
about?
Do
they really?
Yeah, like the southernmost point or tip, whatever.
Shit, I didn't know that.
Bro, that bitch is like almost touching Antarctica.
You saying we ain't that far from penguins?
Rich, you ain't ever seen Madagascar?
Hey.
Oh, dude, I could fuck up a King Julian. What is it, a little lemur?
Oh, my God. No, you couldn't.
Do they have like a little small lion I could fight?
A small lion?
Yeah, like a, what if I could fight a cub? I fuck a cub up.
That ain't fair. You talking about fighting babies. You still talking about clubbing baby seals.
Okay, let's rephrase this question. We've been on this for a minute now. Pound per pound, though. So, like, if I walk in at 200, I'm fighting a 200-pound animal. What animal you think you take? You know, like a bear, they got a lot of weight on you. But if it's pound per pound.
Pound for pound? That's tough.
Yeah, because, see, now your snake is out the fucking question, son. You ain't fighting 100%.
Now. Well, I can still beat a python. But, once again, that's just
a 300-pound python, bro?
Or not a python. Anaconda. They're fucking.
No, that's the ones that they wrap up and squeeze the shit out of you, ain't it?
Anacondas?
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfuckers kill 30 and 40-foot ones all fucking day long.
With weapons?
Yeah, bitch. You said we can have primitive weapons.
They're not using primitive weapons. They're using guns.
You could kill a big snake with a primitive weapon, though.
Okay. All right. You know no weapon.
I mean? Pound for pound. Now, here's the thing, right? Like, I get it, what you're saying. But on the same precipice, pound for pound, if the snake had arms and legs, fuck no. Right? Like, if the snake is just a snake that stays on the... Yeah, that bitch could be 800 pounds. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But if the snake grows arms and legs to be able to fight, hell no. That bitch is dangerous. That's like saying, oh, yeah, I'll take a 200-pound spider. Bitch, are you out of your rabbit-ass fucking mind? Hell no. So pound for pound, I mean, honestly, anteater. I'm going straight to anteater. Because, like, once again, I even think a hyena. Like, if realistically, if I get down to 200 pounds, I still think I could still have the possibility on the hyena because the hyena just has four legs, right? It doesn't have opposable thumbs and shit to fight me. If we give any kind of animal the opportunity that a human has in the same way that it can run and fight and have, man, almost nothing. Oh, I wouldn't want to fight a 200 fucking pound ant, would you? Them bitches are just as
little. Here's the thing about small shit. I'm thinking like, okay, like cap a bear at like 200 pounds, cap a lion at 200 pounds, cap a fucking a hippo at 200 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of shit.
Oh, okay. But you're saying like still, it's still just a hippo or just a lion or just a.
Yeah, yeah. Like not like it's like a fucking a hippo turned into a person. He's like going to run and beat the shit out of you. You know, it's like a regular ass hippo. It's just a 200 pound regular ass hippo.
I'd still stick with my hyena answer.
Do you?
Yeah, just because like it
could. I could fuck up a 200 pound giraffe.
Yeah, that's not fair, though.
They beat the shit out of you.
Do you think you could take a 200-pound gorilla?
Fuck no, dude. They're so strong.
I honestly think that you have a better chance of beating a bear than a gorilla.
Yes, absolutely. I feel that way, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think gorilla's going to be one of your toughest. Besides for, like, lion, tiger type deal, that's going to be one of your toughest.
That's, like, the thing. Like, what's the thing now? Like, the 100 men versus a gorilla? You think a 100 men could take a gorilla?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I do. If it it was 100 men, like one by one by one, no gorilla wins. But if you're just getting rushed in at all angles by 100 men. No.
Yeah, but if you think about it, though, a gorilla is only a certain size. You can't, like, not everybody at once could be fighting the gorilla because there's not enough space to fight the gorilla.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Really, 20 of them.
At one time?
Yeah.
Like, put them in a circle and just jump the shit out of them.
Put them in a circle,
jump the shit out of them. That's too big of a thing. And, like, the issue with it, okay, gorilla grabs one dude by the leg. He gonna knock every fucking body out in a circle. Oh, nah, dude.
It ain't like you think like that. Like I said, because people are steady rushing in. Yeah, maybe only 5-6 people can get in there. But as this gorilla takes down that first person, he's down, and now somebody's jumping on top. Like I said, eventually you succumb to it. It's like right now, if there was 100 real cats in this house, and those 100 cats were really, really pissed off at you, those 100 cats could take your motherfucking ass, dog. If they all said, kaboof, at one time, you're overpowering. There's nothing you can do. It's unfair to that advantage. Like I said, at one by
but
one.
But I think there is like a real danger, though, like with the cat, because like even one cat could fuck you up.
100%.
But, like, not one human could fuck up a gorilla. Like, hand-to-hand combat. You know what I'm saying?
No, but, so like, what if cat, I got, but even one cat can't kill you. It can 100
puppies.
100 dogs?
Puppies.
That are, like, aggressive?
Puppies.
That are aggressive.
Yeah, you said, like, a six-week. Fucking 100 aggressive six-week-old puppies.
No. No,
no but see, gonna, the, but that's how the gorilla is, bro. We're, like, ants to a gorilla.
Not at all.
Bro, he could kill you instantly.
In size comparison, we're not like ants to a gorilla.
Not in size, but like in strength and just like an actual general threat, bro. I'm just saying.
I don't know, man.
Humans are only 100? Dangerous because we could make shit to help us kill.
Okay. Let me ask you. 100 Navy SEALs versus a gorilla.
In hand-to-hand combat?
Well, yeah, that's what they got.
Getting their ass beat, bro.
100?
100 of them.
Hell no.
Getting his ass beat. The only hope you got is a gorilla get tired.
Hell no. This gorilla's going down fast.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Gorillas are big, bro.
I know. Big. But 100 men can get the gorilla down. If you get the gorilla down, you got to hold the gorilla's arms and legs. If you hold the gorilla's arms and legs, I got 10 guys stomping this motherfucker's head in. It's game over quick. Why are you fucking around with this thing? Get this thing on the motherfucking ground, get his arms and motherfucking legs, and stomp this bitch's lights out, dog. We ain't got time.
I just don't think that you'd have the strength and the coordination to do it.
100 Navy SEALs would.
I don't think so.
I don't know, man.
I don't think so.
I don't know, because they're trained every day in fighting, in hand-to-hand
fighting people,
combat.
Motherfucker, not gorillas.
Yeah, no shit.
And you know what they use? Guns and knives and that kind of shit. I know they do hand-to-hand combat.
All the time.
Right? But you ain't never fought no fucking gorilla.
No, but there's 100 of these guys who train every day for this purpose, not for fighting gorillas.
They've never fought a fucking gorilla.
But a gorilla ain't never fought 100 humans. Bro, I'm just saying, the gorilla's got the same disadvantage. It don't know what the fuck's happening. If a gorilla fights something, I'm sure it's like another gorilla. Not a gorilla here, 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 a gorilla here. Because you can't fight behind you and in front of you. I mean, no. If you can, that's a bad motherfucker. But I just think it's going to get overpowered. Eventually, if it was 10 men versus a gorilla, the gorilla all fucking day. 100, if you have any kind of coordination, there's so many people you can take it down. And once you get it down, then you can kind of do what you want with it, because you can have literally 50 hands, or let's say 20 hands on each part of this motherfucker's body. You know what I mean? And 20
I
hands,
just don't see the size of it, though.
I don't think it's as big as you think.
And that's working to my advantage.
What do you mean?
So say like you can't get 20 guys to hold you down. There's not enough room for the 20 guys to stand there and hold you down. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what the disadvantage is. Like, yeah, it might be 100 guys, but you can't put all 100 guys at the same time.
No, no, that's what I'm saying. You're going to have 100 guys because the first, you got to understand, like, same in war, right? Like, the first line is always getting their ass whooped. So you kind of make the weaker men up front. You know what I mean? Ba, ba, ba. And then they get stronger as they go back.
So then you're gonna bait this gorilla by boosting his confidence. He getting fucked up, bro. I just don't see it.
Nah, bro.
They'd be like, you trying to fight, like, 4-year-olds. You think you could take 100 4-year-olds?
No.
How many 4-year-olds do you take?
Probably 20.
Oh, I could fucking easily do more than 20. It's a classroom, bro. I could walk in and just beat the shit out of a classroom.
But they all got aggression. They're all trying to fight you. And these are the strongest 4-year-olds you've ever been around, clearly.
You know, starting out, I'm talking about you just take a random classroom in America, a mix
that has no idea I'm coming in to whoop their ass.
No, no, okay.
Then
okay,
100, okay. 1,000.
All right, they don't understand fear. You know what I'm saying? So like, you can't just hit one; they all get scared and run away. But they are on a mission. They're going to fight you. Like, they are pissed off. You ain't giving fucking Cheerios this morning. They're going to fight you, and they ain't going to get scared by the other one getting knocked out. Like, you're going to individually fight each one of them.
And they're all trying to fight you at the same exact time.
Yeah. Or let's do like a wave of 5.
I don't know. Wave of 5. 50? 40? Because by, 40 or 50, your ass can be tired. That's what I'm saying. Even with the gorilla, like, there's so much fighting involved. This guy, like, in a real fight, I mean, a normal fight on the street going to last about 7 minutes. And then or 7 seconds.
I was about to say, God damn, y'all boxing, bro.
7 seconds. And then if y'all are like, just everybody's about to die and pass out, like 40 seconds. And that's when you get the, gorilla has the same effect. So if you do
that. I don't think so, bro. I think gorilla is way more suited to be whooping ass.
I do too. But like, you're talking about waves of people coming at this fucking gorilla who has to do this for a long time. And it's getting hit in the head and the back. And because, yeah, maybe the first one, we ain't going to fuck this motherfucker up, but it's going to get some licks in this son of a bitch. I'm not talking about getting 100 of the dumbest fucking humans I can find.
I'm just saying, okay, like, let me ask you, I'm taking
100 people with me. They're going to be 100 people that I trust to beat this individually to try and beat this gorilla. So all 100 ain't no fucking chance.
Okay, so do you think you could take an average male human and knock him out in one hit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
If you punch a gorilla in the face as hard as you can, what do you think the gorilla going to do?
Punch you back.
I don't think it's going to give a fuck. I don't think you harmed him whatsoever.
I think you hurt him a little bit. I think you stung him.
Do you? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm like way overconfident in these fucking gorillas, but I don't think gorillas.
You think these motherfuckers just made of steel?
Yes, bro. Like, no. I want like damn.
That's the case.
Bro, they beat. Have you seen them fight each other?
Yeah. I've seen them fight each other.
If I could hire one as a bodyguard, bro, I would say whatever the fuck I wanted to. For real, though.
For real.
The Pink Pony Club. All right.
Guys, we want to thank you so mother effing much for listening in again to all of our nonsense and bullshit that we always somehow find to talk about for no reason. If y'all think of anything cool that y'all want us to talk about, you can always reach out to us. Please reach out to us. You can email me at LaithHarlow@RelativeNonsense.com. You can reach that guy over there at TristanHarlow@RelativeNonsense.com. And if you got any questions, baby, say what at RelativeNonsense.com. Happy motherfucking Tuesday, baby, and good night.